Electric Blue, that's Ice House on Nova 103.5. We're going to be talking about investments right now. In the studio with me, I have Eri Ipumbu. She is an investment analyst at Sanlam Investments Namibia. Good morning, Eri.
Yes, good morning.
you said this is your first ever radio interview. You're feeling a little bit nervous. Don't worry. Nova listeners are nice. They'll be friendly to
Thank
you.
Thank you. This is my first ever. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us. So we're looking today at investments, sort of the underlying asset universe. Maybe you can tell us what are different asset classes and what are hot in the asset management space at the moment?
Yeah, thank you. Maybe just to start off by defining investments a little bit. So this is whereby we allocate money or let me say resources to different asset classes with the potential of capital gain. So that's basically what we do. And when we talk about these asset classes where we allocate money, we're talking about generally say they are grouped into different categories based on their characteristics, their return profile, as well as their risk levels. So we are talking about equities, mostly referred to as stocks. This is whereby you buy shares in a company with expectation of price appreciation. Some companies also pay out a portion of their profits in terms of dividends. And we also have fixed income or bonds. This is whereby you're essentially borrowing money or giving loans to the government or companies that pay periodic interest. And this can be floating or fixed. And they are generally considered to be sort of stable compared to stocks or equities that I spoke about first. And we also have cash and short-term interest-bearing instruments. These are your money market instruments and short-term deposits. These are low-risk investments. We also have real estate. Somehow it's classified as a different asset classes. This is basically investments into property. And the last one would be your alternative investments. That is a category that includes assets such as unlisted investments as well as commodities such as gold. And when we talk about the current hot asset classes, it becomes really a difficult question because the investment landscape is constantly evolving, and it's difficult to say with great certainty which asset classes will be best at a given timing point. But looking at the current economic indicators and current trends, we can get a sense of where opportunities might lie. So we deal a lot with the South African markets. So I'll start off with the inflation in South Africa. Right now it's at 3.2, and we have the interest rates at 7.5, being held at 7.5, and you have consumer spending that is expected to rise, helped by lower inflation as well as pension withdrawal. So you'd expect within your equity space your consumer goods to basically outperform other classes because it is aided now. The companies that are in the retail as well as consumer spending sector expected to perform well. And also with high interest rates and low inflation, you expect your bonds and fixed income instruments to still be a good choice for investors, as well as commodities. We're in an uncertain environment so many investors take commodities, for example, gold, to be a safe haven for their investments in this time. Yes. And with gold reaching now a highest level of 3,040. That's like hot right now in the investment space.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're hoping that you bought gold when it was lower and have it now.
It's buy low and sell high.
And sell high, exactly.
Talk about every day, yes.
So, I mean, you were talking about, obviously, like you said there, it's hard to sort of pinpoint one thing. I mean, if you had someone who could always predict a winner, well, I mean, they'd be obviously richer than everyone else. But why Sanlam Investments? I mean, what is it that you guys have? What edge do you have in terms of your investment philosophy and, you know, your research capacity? Why should we be investing through you?
Yes, so this is why I love my job so much, and it's because I believe in our investment philosophy. So our investment philosophy is based on a pragmatic value style. So with our core ethos that states that superior returns are achieved by a process that is systematic, number one, that is disciplined, and is based on research. So our investment philosophy basically identifies undervalued opportunities through a disciplined research process. And our process is not about chasing quick wins. Mm-hmm. It's about long-term growth and market and managing market risk as well as as well as being basically managing market risk, because we are in an uncertain environment, and our philosophy basically is something that I personally also believes in. Being pragmatic, I believe, is the way to go. And our research capabilities, on the other hand, is top-notch in this environment. So research is the heart of every process that happens in our company. And we leverage advanced technology as well as in some softwares that help us identify these mispriced opportunities. And it's just the best in simple words. Yeah.
Let's talk a bit then about all the different sort of places that one can invest in, that Sanlam investments can help Namibians invest. Obviously, we've got the NSX, which is our local bourse, the JSE in South Africa. Have you got access to other bourses around the world as well that you can invest people's money in? And what's the difference as well between investing in, let's say, the NSX versus the JSE or any of the other bourses?
Yes, thank you. So the NSX, which is the Namibian Stock Exchange, gives you an opportunity to invest in Namibian companies, and then the South African one gives you the opportunity to invest in South African companies, and MSCI would be now your global exposure. It's quite important for you to understand and to know the difference between these indices, because this helps you understand which index your investment follows. So by knowing this, you'd be able to know where your money is invested, how diversified your portfolio is in terms of geography, as well as the risk return profile. And in short, this is basically our sort of playground that we go to every day and decide where we should put investors' money. So within every space it has a different risk opportunity. For example, someone invested in Namibia and someone invested globally. If you're invested globally, you'd expect higher returns, because why would you take your money outside of Namibia if you can get higher returns locally? Yes.
Okay. So walk us through some of your different products then, because I know obviously you were mentioning things like risk and return. You've got different investors. Some investors are happy to take big risks. Others are like, no. My money, I want to make sure that it's safe. So I know you've got a whole bunch of different options, things like enhanced cash, money market funds, active funds, balanced funds, all Namibian funds. walk us through some of those.
Yes, at Sanlam Investments Namibia, we have an option for everyone. So if you're looking just for maybe a safe spot to put your short-term cash, say like you're saving for some family events or just something big, you'd want to go for our cash enhanced or our money market funds. That's like your reliable savings jar, and it offers you a bit more interest other than just keeping your money, say, under your pillow. And then we have our active fund. This is for investors that are willing to take on a bit more risk other than your money market space, and it gives you potentially higher returns because this fund is actively managed. Our fund manager basically makes decisions to take advantage of market opportunities. And then our balanced fund is for, say, your long-term, medium-term to long-term investors that are looking for a mix of both growth and stability. In the beginning, I spoke about equities and bonds. So your balanced fund have both equities and bonds.
Okay.
So it's balanced, looking for like a balanced opportunity. And lastly, our All Namibia Fund. This is the fund, we named it All Namibia Fund because it invests only in Namibian opportunities. So if you are someone that maybe is an advocate for the Namibian economy, you want to support the Namibian economy, this will be a best fund for you. It has higher returns, and if you're just maybe starting out, or maybe you're trying to save up for your future or looking to grow your wealth, Sanlam Investments Namibia is here to help you live with confidence. We believe in being your trusted partner, guiding you every step of the way towards achieving your financial dreams. So yes, you can get in touch with us, and there's always something for someone. We start with as little as 500 Namibian dollars per fund. So that's basically what we do, yes.
And you've obviously got a team of advisors that can, if I come in there knowing nothing and saying I've got this money, I want to do something with it, and you can walk me through and figure out what my risk portfolio is and where my money should go.
Exactly. We have a bunch of certified advisors that can help you with your investment goal and decide which fund would be best for you.
Okay. What's the easiest way to get in touch then with Sanlam Investments Namibia?
So the easiest way to get in touch with us would be to maybe just log on to our website, that's Sanlam Investments Namibia, and you'd find the number there that you can call or email us at Sanlam Collectives at Sanlam Investments, or otherwise you can also just, if you feel confident enough already go on our website, you'll find our smart investment platform where you can basically start buying your unit trust online.
Okay, cool. Well, Eri, thank you so much for having come in, and that was your first ever radio interview, and you did brilliantly.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'll be talking about investments all day if I had an opportunity.
Thank you so much.